From Warner Archive Video come two welcome new releases of George Powell Productions, appearing on DVD for the first time, from 1961, Atlantis, The Lost Continent, and from 1968, The Power. Atlantis, The Lost Continent is a grand spectacle with a story about a Greek fisherman, Demetrios, who discovers a beautiful woman, Antilia, adrift at sea. He helps her return to her home, the remote and highly advanced continent of Atlantis. It turns out that Antilia is a princess, and both she and Demetrios are in love with each other. But instead of being rewarded for his efforts, Demetrios is brutally imprisoned by the Atlanteans and forced to work in the crystal mines. Antilia's father, King Cronus, seems powerless to intervene, for he is under the spell of Zeren, a man who has eyes on both the throne and Antilia. Dark times are occurring in Atlantis. Men are being turned into animal hybrids through the use of mind power, and the crystal-based power source for the city is being developed into a death ray in preparation for the waging of all-out war. Only the High Priest Azor recognizes that the psychic balance of the continent itself is becoming unsettled, which can mean only one thing: the destruction of Atlantis. Producer George Powell first read the play Atalanta, The Story of Atlantis by Sir Gerald Hargreaves in the early 1950s and was immediately interested in its grand possibilities as a film. But nearly a decade would pass before he would be given the go-ahead to make a movie version for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Even then, Powell was given a very limited budget to work with by the financially strapped studio, despite his previous string of notable and successful film productions. Another problem was that the script had not been finished before shooting began, and the film was instead rushed into production due to a writer's strike. The strike also prevented needed rewrites during the shoot. Ever the professional, Powell found creative solutions within his restrictions. Sets and costumes were imaginative and utilized props and parts of sets from other films, 1956's Forbidden Planet among them. Eye candy is provided by the stars Anthony Hall and Joyce Taylor. John Dahl deliciously chews the scenery as the corrupt Zeren, and the overall acting conveys a mystery school morality play Cecil B. DeMille type of flavor. Suitably appropriate and pompous music is provided by Russell Garcia, who also scored Powell's The Time Machine from 1960. Huge spectacle scenes and shots of destruction were borrowed from other films, among them Quo Vadis, The Naked Jungle, and Last Days of Pompeii, and they were carefully edited into the final film. Powell only just manages to pull it off, but one can only wonder how much the film would have been improved had he had the time and budget to do things right. One also wonders why the subject matter has never been appropriated by an A-list director, as its scale, universal themes, complexity, and nuance, if properly done, could provide potential for a modern-day Titanic or Avatar type of success. The murky mixture that is Atlantis, the Lost Continent, still retains an attraction of sorts today. Many are the people who saw the film as a child and have longed to see it again as an adult despite the hokey element. Even New York Times film critic Bosley Crowther, in his 1961 review, noted that parents taking their kids to see the movie would be amused themselves. Part of the film's attraction comes from the fact that the movie makers were at least schooled in the esoteric metaphysical legends of Atlantis, and some of this comes through in the final product. The rest of the appeal is due to that unusual charm Powell himself brings to his projects. Regardless of the quality of any of his films, and there are a number of notable ones, Houdini from 1951, War of the Worlds from 1953, Tom Thumb, The Time Machine, Seven Faces of Dr. Low, they are never less than imaginative and interesting. The print quality, courtesy of Warner Archive Video, which uses the best available source material, is excellent overall. This is the best this film has ever looked on video, and the colors are especially vibrant. For his 1968 film production, The Power, George Powell enlisted the services of director Byron Haskin, who had also directed for Powell the film classic War of the Worlds from 1951 and Conquest of Space. He was also responsible for several notable Outer Limits TV episodes from the 1960s and the unusual Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Both Powell and Haskin came from impressive technical backgrounds and special effects. Haskin was also a cameraman and had helped develop solutions that made the transition from silent to sound film more manageable. Science fiction made for a natural pairing of the two men. The Power follows a group of scientists at a special facility working on a project that tests the limits of human endurance. The scientists accidentally discover that one among them, they don't know which one, has superhuman mind power and can move objects telekinetically. But a darker agenda is afoot. One by one, the members of the scientific team are being murdered by means of this mind power. They must discover who is responsible and move to stop him or her before it is too late. The film benefits by having George Hamilton and Suzanne Pleshette as its stars, and a distinguished cast of character actors including Richard Carlson, Yvonne DiCarlo, Earl Holliman, Gary Merrill, Ken Murray, Barbara Nichols, Arthur O'Connell, Nehemia Persoff, Aldo Ray, and Michael Rennie. The Panavision photography has a decidedly 60s feel, but in other ways the film style is ahead of its time. The Power is based on a novel by Frank M. Robinson that was well regarded, but fans were initially less enchanted by the movie version, which is more ambiguous. This ambiguity, common in contemporary films, is not a detriment when viewed today, and the film manages a constant low-key tension throughout. The surreal scenes are eerily effective, and the music score by the great Miklos Rosa, who did Ben-Hur in 1959, only adds to the unusual mix. The many twists and turns in the plot keep one's interest from flagging, and the DVD transfer is splendid. Both Atlantis: The Lost Continent and The Power are part of the Warner Archive Video DVD series. These DVDs are manufactured on demand. For ordering information, visit www.warnerarchive.com. Warner Archive Video is providing a valuable service to film lovers by making many hard-to-obtain and long-sought-after titles available so they can now reach a wider audience. Again, both of these films are very welcome DVD releases.
Celluloid Dreams correspondent Dennis Gwiatkowski. Atlantis: The Lost Continent and The Power are now available on DVD exclusively through the Warner Archive Collection.